Welcome to Skills of the Future, a podcast by Perennial Talent. In this mini-series, we explore the skills and competencies needed to face the new realities of work.
Welcome to our Skills of the Future podcast, and our theme for this series is HR Game Changers, skills and competencies needed to face the new realities of work. My name is Christine Lamotte. I'm the president of Perennial Talent, a competency-based talent management company. My guest today is Carla Real, and she is the director of people and organizational development at SimCorp. Carla brings over 25 years of experience in human resources, spanning across a myriad of roles and industries. Prior to SimCorp, Carla worked at GE Capital and some Opta. Carla is a trusted advisor and is great at defining innovative strategies to support business imperatives. What I like about Carla is that she is an engaging leader with a solid track record of success in developing high-performing HR teams. Carla is a firm believer in fostering inclusive cultures and mobilizing stakeholders around a common vision of excellence. Needless to say, I know, Carla, you are a passionate person and very passionate about human resources, people, and growth, and the critical role all of these play in realizing business objectives. Carla, we're so happy to have you on our podcast today.
Thank you so much, Christine, for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Tell me, how are you surviving these challenging times?
Well, it's interesting. I can say I was definitely surviving or in survival mode early on in the pandemic. We were thrust at home to work remotely. The kids were home with me as well. So it was a little tough trying to juggle all that. But I slowly had to realize that I couldn't keep that pace going. And I had to start to thrive instead of survive. Mm-hmm. And so I really started to focus on health and wellness journey, which, frankly, has been a blessing in these times for me, just having the flexibility to do it. So I jumped in full force and still on that journey till this day.
Good for you. Good for you. I've heard that from other people as well, where they took this opportunity to focus on their health, mental health and physical health. And that's been a blessing, like you said. It's a great goal. Great goal. It's a good segue in terms of my first question for you, in terms of how has the work world of change, at SimCorp, and what has the impact been of more employees working remotely, as most of us are these days?
Yeah, it's a great question. And certainly the pandemic has disrupted business operations and culture to an extent. With SimCorp's business, you have your corporate office, you've got folks that work in our remote sites. And so for the most part, the corporate office employees have been deployed to work from home, and our sites are still actively going into work because we are considered an essential service. So from that perspective, it's been interesting to see the split and how we're both having to still manage and keep operations going. We've certainly been very open and transparent and communicated on a regular basis with our employees around, all of the things that we're trying to do to keep them safe and to put in the strict protocols that we have in place. So lucky for us, our engagement hasn't been impacted in any way. And then from a remote working perspective, let's be honest, the demand has increased from employees to be able to work from home. So being, with digital transformation now being thrust upon us, we are now in that situation where we're demonstrating that, it's doable. There's reduced fear around working from home by managers and executives. And frankly, it'll be interesting to see what it's going to look like going back, if we go back, because, you know, the genie's out of the bottle right now and it's unlikely to go back in.
Yes, you're right. I've heard that from a lot of our guests as well. It's, even though a lot of fear surrounded this, people have adjusted and a lot of people are liking it. So you're right. What will that look like, you know, once we are all vaccinated and can get back into an office environment? It'll be interesting to see the change.
Absolutely.
So thinking of the talent life cycle, hiring, you know, learning, development, career pathing, et cetera, what is the biggest need or greatest change that you've seen in your organization? Are there any areas or roles where this is especially salient?
I'd say onboarding in particular has been impacted. So we've had to be creative around, you know, how do we recruit and onboard talent in a, you know, in the most innovative approach possible, as well as just trying to help them feel part of the team and get properly acclimated, because you're missing all of that social interaction and the day-to-day contact with not only your immediate team, but with people outside of your team that you may need to interact with. So, you know, while it presents a bit of a challenge, you just need to try and work around it and become as flexible as possible. The other thing is just the higher demand for IT talent, not only attracting IT talent, but retaining it. You know, again, you know, this whole accelerated digital transformation is now going to demand that talent in the market. So how do we source that talent and keep them as engaged as possible and give them work that's going to continue to stimulate them? Because other organizations are going through the same thing. So there's a bit of that war for talent there. We were right in the middle, from a learning and development perspective, we were right in the middle of doing in-class training with some of our leaders. And over the past year, that's pretty well been our model. It's been in class. And so, you know, we've had to, you know, resort to using Teams and doing online learning. And while you're still able to bring the group together and they can all see each other on the screen, we're recognizing that, you know, do we really want people sitting in their chairs for the next 4 to 8 hours versus possibly looking at those bite-sized micro type of courses or e-learning? So definitely something that's going to alter our way of providing learning and development in the future. And then finally, I'd say performance management. You know, that was a little bit tougher this year. Again, you're not seeing people on a daily basis, interacting with them. You know, what it's forced managers to do is do more touch points with their people, have, you know, regular check-ins. So on the positive side, when you get to the end of the year and you're doing your performance reviews, it's that much easier to have those conversations because you're having them more often, oddly enough. And that's just about just providing that positive reinforcement in the end.
That's interesting, because that's what really good performance management is all about. It shouldn't be that once a year or twice a year meeting, but those touch points on a regular basis. So what I'm hearing is, like, from what you have lived, your reality, a lot of positive seems to have come out of that in terms of some of the solutions that your organization has brought about.
Yes, absolutely. I think we just were more mindful around that, and just, you know, we started on a culture transformation journey a few years ago, and we've made a lot of positive strides in that direction. And I think we wanted to maintain that positive momentum versus revert back just because the conditions have changed.
Good for you. Which, you know, brings me to the next question in terms of what skills or competencies, you know, do you feel are most important right now for organizations, and some of the challenges, you know, that organizations face when it comes to developing these skills and competencies that are needed within an organization. So,
Well, thank you, Christine. I think, well, resilience, I'd say first and foremost, given what we've been through and just leaders showing up more in every possible way just to ensure that their employees are okay, you know, rooting them on and making that, making sure that they feel that they're able to handle this and we're behind them. With that comes, of course, emotional intelligence and a strong sense of empathy and self-awareness too. And then agility, you know, we've been talking about agile for years, and if this isn't, you know, agile, in motion, I don't know what else is. So agility, having that digital fluency as well as we continue to move forward in this digital age, and innovation. I think we're just going to have to keep innovating as an organization, not only for our clients, like our space in particular. You know, we're trying to help our customers accelerate their digital transformation with innovative solutions. So how do we continue to accelerate that externally, but also internally within our own business?
So,
No,
I was just wondering, because you mentioned some of the solution, you know, with respect to some of your leadership, you know, training. How have you dealt with, how do you deal with developing these skills when employees are working remotely? Like, what are some of your challenges and solutions to that?
Well, I'd say, you know, the micro learning was one aspect, but, you know, we try to get our leaders together as much as possible. We have a senior leadership team that meets with our CEO on a regular basis. We'll have calls, and it's just around, you know, ensuring that we're all looped into what's going on in the business. We're all supported and just understand how critical our roles are from a communication perspective, especially in, you know, with this digital age. You know, you're talking to people over email, Zoom, and chat, and how do you make sure that you've got those exceptional communication skills and that ability to connect with people and build trust? So a lot of it is frankly, leadership in action versus, you know, being in a classroom and learning. And the other thing is just, you know, continue to have that mentorship from our you know, executive team, and that confidence that, you know, we're able to drive some solutions on our own just to keep things moving fast. We don't want to slow down. And in the end, you know, the other thing is, all companies have been hit financially as well. We had so many plans around additional training and learning and development, which we've had to halt somewhat. We need to focus on other priorities. And that's just a blip. It's going to happen. I think a lot of organizations are going through it. So, you know, what can we afford and what do we need to focus on going forward is probably the way we're going to have to work in the next little bit.
I've heard, you know, like we're hearing that mental wellness, you know, we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the podcast, but I think these regular touch points are really important for employees as well. I mean, people are working often in isolation. So are you seeing that helping the workforce with regular communication with your leadership?
Absolutely. I'd say it's been accelerated because out of necessity and out of this desire to make people feel inclusive. And, you know, in fact, it goes beyond just having your regular touch points and your team meetings. We're encouraging more of those casual and social touch points. So for example, we had our holiday get together with our full team. We played, you know, holiday bingo. We shared stories around Christmas and family and things of that nature. I know early on we would have these, you know, quote unquote happy hours with people at, like, maybe on a Friday afternoon just to catch up, check in on how their family is doing. And also just recognizing that Yeah, like, you know, you're going to be on a Zoom call and your child's going to come into the room and interrupt you, or if you have pets, or, you know, people are part of your home now and into your with your family. So mm-hmm. I think there's a level of social acceptance there, but it's a balance too of, you know, you're talking about your mental health and wellness. We also have to be very respectful of people's time and allowing them to take breaks. I remember early on, it was like go, 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 meeting after meeting. And again, part of that was out of necessity because we were putting together the protocols around our business continuity planning and how we're going to go forward, you know, in the event that cases come up from an employee health perspective. So it was necessary, but hopefully it's not going to be expected on a go forward basis.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. I've heard so many solutions that organizations have implemented where there's like no technology use on Thursday or Friday, you know, where people get a day off of Zoom meetings and just to be able to be respectful, as you said, of the demands, you know, even though people are working at home, they're working hard and a lot of them are working long hours. Mm-hmm. So I think that's great, you know, to put these kinds of protocol like SimCorp has done, your organization has done to help employees. Because, you know, what are the future threats or pain points if organizations don't take time to mm-hmm. clearly define, you know, the skills and the success factors needed, you know, to be productive in a job? What could go wrong, you know, if these threats or pain points, mm-hmm. Carla, are not addressed? What do you think?
Yeah, well, at this rate, we can't revert back to our old ways. Mm-hmm. That's clear for me. Yeah. I think in the end, if we don't move quick enough, we're just going to get left behind and we're not going to be prepared to deal with any additional disruption that comes our way. Mm-hmm. And I'd say even more so than that, we're just going to lose the war on talent. I talked earlier about the demand for IT talent. Mm-hmm. I'd say in general, you know, people are going to become adjusted to having certain expectations with their lives, the work-life balance that they've been able to achieve thus far. And they're going to be open to various opportunities. So how do we continue to support our employees, continue to demonstrate that, you know, we trust that they're able to work from home, we fully support it. And, you know, at this rate, we're just going to have to keep moving forward and keep, you know, building our organization and make it stronger and stronger.
Yes, there's a lot of risk. Absolutely. If we're not able to address these challenges properly. A growing and disturbing trend that I've been hearing through our guests and our client is women dropping out of the workplace. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that, Carla? Have you seen that?
You know, it's interesting. I have heard that quite a bit. And I haven't seen it personally, either, you know, within SimCorp or within my circle of friends who are, you know, HR professionals as well. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen it. And I really don't know why that's happening, other than maybe it's family responsibilities. I don't know.
Well, our guests who have shared that with us within their organization have said that often women are the primary caregivers, mm-hmm. and with children and spouses, or, you know, parents, aging parents, ailing family members, mm-hmm. and the stress of all of this has started to take its toll.
Yeah.
So there's just so much in terms of priorities, you know, that you can handle in a given day without feeling overwhelmed. So I'm seeing that, and I'm a huge proponent of getting more women, you know, in cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
So I've done a lot of events on that, and they only make up like about 20% of that general workforce. And you know how in demand IT, some IT roles are. So we can't afford to see women, you know, draw all of the progress that they've made. So a lot of organization or the organizations I spoke to were saying some of the accommodation, you know, they have done because they don't want to lose, as you were saying, you know, valuable talent in an organization. So more time, you know, with families, kids, and just out of the box, you know, solutions and accommodations to help women who have young kids at home. And so it's been a tough year for a lot of people, but I see that where you, if you're a primary caregiver, that can take its toll. So what actions do you think, Carla, can companies take, you know, today to mitigate all the threats we talked about?
Yeah, and you know, and I also want to keep in mind what you just shared as well. I think it's you know, we need to be, we as an organization and we as the, you know, the HR team need to be aware of these trends and get ahead of them and think to ourselves, you know, what do we want to do from a policy perspective? To be able to accommodate working moms, moms that have a desire to still want to be in the workforce. And, you know, it doesn't have to be the traditional model. You know, what about, you know, creating opportunities for them to work in the gig economy or on a contract basis or part-time? So how do we get creative and at the same time demonstrate our support given these times and recognizing the stress and the toll that it's taking on people? But I'd say overall, from an organizational perspective, you know, I think organizations are probably going to have to revisit their strategies going forward. And is their existing strategy going to serve them in the new world? And it may just require some tweaking. But, you know, along with that, it's how do we continue to, you know, invest in technology and innovation so we can stay, you know, at least at par or hopefully even ahead of the trends. Continue to invest and foster communication, collaboration, and connection. That's going to be key as we continue in this remote environment. You know, we don't know what that's going to look like going forward. It could be like 50-50. It could be all in. It could be all remote. We're still working on that, but certainly the communication and the connection is going to definitely be key as well as the collaboration. And then how do we continue to invest in our leaders and just build those leadership competencies so we're not stagnant? And, you know, we continue to support, as a leadership team, continue to support the business and our employees going forward in these changing and turbulent times. Absolutely.
Yes. And, you know, of course, we're doing this series with HR leaders as yourself, Carla. So there's been a lot of demands, your group, you know, our group, like the HR community, to come up with solutions to be able to help, you know, leaders more effectively manage in these challenging times. Have you seen that as well within your community?
Yes, I've seen a lot placed on the HR teams and the HR community at large. And, you know, we recognize it's par for the course. You know, we're here to support the organization. But, you know, we go through burnout too. So it's important for us to recognize, you know, from a self-awareness perspective and just from a self-care perspective. But also, you know, we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to the business to stay on top of these trends, as I mentioned earlier. You know, and some of these, you know, consulting houses and other, you know, my HR peers have been great and inclusive around having these regular sorts of Zoom meetings and calls to talk about, you know, leadership competencies and, you know, in the new age, if you will, and talking about resilience and how do we support our employees from a wellness perspective. And, you know, sharing best practices around what these organizations are doing as we look at remote work going forward, or what, you know, our businesses are going to look like going forward. So it's been, really, really helpful, and it's been really great to be part of these communities and sharing that knowledge.
Yes, and I find our HR leaders are great at sharing, and it's so important to support each other, you know, through these times. So the positive thing, I think it's brought us closer in a lot of our communities like that, where people are reaching out, you know, to help, you know, colleagues with, you know, what they've experienced, what they're trying. People have, you know, really gotten out of the box in terms of some of the solution, and some work and some don't, but, you know, but sharing that as a group, I think has helped a lot as well.
I agree. Find that.
Yeah. So Carla, I really want to thank you for taking the time to do this podcast with us, for being our guest, and your great insights into the new realities of work. Thank you so much, Carla.
My pleasure, Christine. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Our pleasure.